We've seen you be pretty successful with those. What do you think leads to that success? And Rob Gronkowski, pretty effective on every route he runs, with the seam route specifically. Why do you think he's successful with that?
Yeah. The quarterback sneak one, I think that's just it's a lot of great blocking. It's a lot of trust in the guys that are up front trying to kind of bore a hole in there with me. We've done a good job of that over the years. So it's a good weapon for us. Hopefully we can, keep making it work. It was a key situation last week when we did it. So, whenever coach calls my number, I think that's just, I got to go out there and try to execute it. So there's little nuances to it. So just try not to get landed on or, taking some good hits in there too. So, and then Gronk, running down the seam, he's such a big target. I think he's got a great, catch radius. So, he's got great speed. I don't know what he was timed, when he came out of college, but, he gives great body language when he runs, and I can really tell when he really starts to accelerate and he feels like he can run by the guy that is on him. And, even the throw I made the other night to him, it wasn't even really a great throw. But because he was by him so far, he was able to adjust and make it, it makes it a tough play on the defender because, the guy's running so hard to catch up, and then you throw it a little bit behind Gronk, and the guy's really out of control playing him. So he's just a big target running down the field and a little different than Julian and Danny, who are, a little smaller stature. But Gronk's just a big target, so he makes it easy on me.
Tom, you talked a few times this year about how hard you worked on your mechanics in the offseason. I'm wondering if, in particular, there was anything you worked on in terms of throwing the ball downfield, because if you look at some of the numbers, it seems like you've been really, really accurate on passes that have traveled a long way in the air.
So really?
I'm wondering if you did anything about that.
That's surprising to me.
Balls that have gone over 20 yards in the air, something around there. So I'm just wondering if you did anything differently going into the season on that part of your game.
We talked about that a lot, over the last couple of years, trying to make plays, more vertically into the defense. And I think we do a good job, obviously, horizontally. And, from all the way from behind the line of scrimmage to the goal line, I think that's the best offenses really can, challenge you in a lot of ways. So certainly getting the ball down the field it's a great way to, it's great to have those 12 and 13 play drives, but, it's great to score in one play or two plays also. So it's just like, it's a trust, it's quarterback receiver trust relationship, trying to put the ball where, our guy can make a play on it and believing that our guy's not going to allow them to make a play. So, yeah, and as far as the mechanics, I've really tried to work on those. I mean, a lot of them are probably pretty much the same, whether it's a 5-yard pass or it's a 50-yard pass. The mechanics of the throw are very similar. It'd be like hitting a wedge or a driver. I mean, it's the same swing. One is just, there's just a little nuance to it that may be a little different. So I haven't hit the driver as well. As I probably hit the wedges, but if I can hit the driver a little better, it'd make things a little bit easier on our team.
Controlling safety is such a huge part of feeling comfortable, I would imagine, throwing downfield, controlling that guy who's in the middle. What special mat do you have to develop to do that?
Yeah, it's, it's trying to challenge, at the different levels of the defense. So the free safety and the quarterback always have a unique relationship because he's free. Basically on every play, he doesn't have responsibility in man coverage, and his zone is really deep middle, and there's really nobody that can control him except the quarterback. Now, when there's two safeties in the deep part of the field, there's two guys that are basically have no responsibility except to cover their half. So a lot of it is knowing who you're playing against, knowing how they like to defend the middle of the field. Like Devin McCourty, who I get to go against practice all the time, is, he's exceptional at it. I played against some of the best to ever play that position. So this week, Goldston and Robinson are physical players. They have good range back there. So, going to need to control those guys if we do want to make plays, at any level of defense, because those guys are both very big, physical, aggressive guys.
Tom, without revealing too much, Tampa had a lot of success with intermediate routes. In the first part of that game, was there anything about that on something like that.
Yeah. They've that was a that was a good game to watch. Tampa got up on them pretty good, and was controlling the ball really well. I thought they did a good job in the run game, hit a lot of those intermediate passes, hit a lot of balls down the field as well. So, like I said, we're going to have to attack all levels, you know, short, intermediate, deep. It's, you know, and it's got to be good execution. So they make it tough on you. They have a very good red area defense. They limit the points. You know, they can be very tough, very disruptive, big physical front. Corners are very capable. They've had some injuries, so it sounds like they got a lot of those guys back, so it would be a challenge.
Getting back to your quarterback skills, with the success that you've had at it, are you surprised sometimes when you walk up to the line and there's nobody over your center?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes, yes. It depends how they're going to defend us. I mean, you got like a 260-pound back that you're probably worried about too back there in LeGarrette. Sometimes we put a offensive lineman at fullback. We got Rob Gronkowski on the edge. So it's not all quarterback sneaks. I mean, there's a lot of things to defend. So however they choose to defend, you know, we've got to have adjustments off of that. We can do a lot of things in offense. So
widen up a little bit when you need a half a yard and there's nobody
there. Yeah. I mean, it's trying to take advantage of, you know, whatever they're going to ultimately give you as an offense. So if they're going to clog you up inside, you got to run outside. If they're going to clog you up outside, you got to run inside. If they're going to guard you short, you got to throw it deep. It's, you know, you just got to force them to defend all parts of the field.
So how impressed have you been with Sebastian's transition from the right to the left?
You know, he's been such a dependable player for us since he got here. He's been phenomenal. I mean, he's just a great player, great person, great teammate, always prepared. Football is very important to him, and I love playing with him. So to go from right tackle to left tackle is a big it's a big move. It's tough. You know, he's been one basically playing on the right for a long time. I think over the last couple of years we've kind of gone back and forth, even in practice. You know, he's taking some reps, you know, but Nate's been so dependable. Nate's just been in there and doing a great job. Seabass hasn't got a lot of opportunity over there, but, you know, you go up against the best, you know, those pass rushers on the left side are the guys that get paid the most. You know, they get paid the most for a reason because they're, you know, their ability to get the quarterback, and they're so athletic and tough and physical, and, you know, he's just done a great job over there the past couple weeks.
Tom, a couple final questions. 36 points against the Dolphins, but we saw you at one point down by the goal line. You threw a ball, and you're pounding the turf. You were frustrated. There were periods in that game where you guys didn't move the ball very effectively. Do you look at it and say 36 points, glass half empty, or glass half full?
It's definitely, I think after every game we evaluate, you know, the things you do well and the things you don't do. And there's a lot of ways for us to make improvements out there. So there were a lot of things that we did in that game that, you know, could hurt us. And, you know, we talked about those things over the time that we've had off. So you just got to keep, you know, whether you win or lose in the NFL, you got to make improvements. And I think we're trying to find ways to continue to improve. And whether you win or lose, you got to try to learn from those mistakes, because in tight games, false start penalty can be the difference. I mean, it's not always, you know, a fumble or an interception. It could be a third down stop that they make because we didn't necessarily make the right check or make the right call. And, you know, that's why we meet for hours on end here to try to figure out and be our best in every situation. So there's definitely room for improvement. This is a good week to go out there and see if we can, you know, clean some of those things up.
Tom, David Andrews has gone from undrafted rookie to playing every snap for you guys this year. How comfortable have you grown with him? And I guess there's an interesting decision coming up when Brian Stork comes back. Do you have any input in that, you know?
Yeah, not much. Not much.
How comfortable have you grown with David?
Very. He's done exceptionally well. I mean, it's impressive to be a rookie. When I was a rookie, I was a fourth quarterback, you know, on the roster. I got to, like, eat nachos for the game, and I wasn't dressing or active or, you know, I just had to bring my playbook to the meeting. That was about as much as I had to do right that year. So for him to come in there and, you know, play every snap as an undrafted free agent, and, you know, he came in and Wendy was there, You know, Stork was there. You know, he's fighting to make the team and then gets the opportunity and takes advantage the way he did. He did was, you know, very, very impressive. So he's a great kid, a lot of fun to be out there with. So I can't say enough good things about him. Thank you.